This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Occidental resident Gary Gerber, president and CEO of Sunlight and Power in Berkeley, has been a lifelong advocate for solar power. But he is opposed to Proposition 7, the Renewable Energy Generation Initiative, on next week's California ballot.
I'm afraid people will look at it and say, well, gee, I support renewable energy, and so I should vote yes on 7. And unfortunately, the industry and just about every other entity I can think of disagrees with that because of some of the language and some of the details in the proposition.
Foremost among those problems, Gerber says, is the measure's focus on only very large solar installations.
Only very, very large, and we're talking 30 megawatts, which is quite large for a solar project. Only those projects will be considered eligible to count towards the Utilities Renewable Portfolio Standard, the RPS. And that's what this bill is all about, is trying to force the utilities to put more renewables in the mix of power that they provide. It's a good idea. In fact, I would really have liked to have been able to support this proposition. Something like this should happen.
Unlike some propositions, whose sponsors may have an easily discernible self-interest in the measure, Gerber says he's willing to give the backers of Prop 7 the benefit of the doubt, at least as far as their motives.
You know, I think that they probably had good intentions and they just goofed it. It's such a complex piece of legislation. There are places where little hidden problems cropped up that nobody really maybe even saw when they first tried to draft the thing. And then when enough people started looking at it carefully and enough attorneys finding these little flaws and little problems that were cropping up.
And that has made for some atypical political allies on this issue.
The renewable energy industry, which I represent, is not aligned in any particular way with the utilities. It just so happens that there's enough in this bill for everyone to be unhappy with.
Gerber hopes that alliance can continue to work together to devise a better approach to the issue in the state legislature. In fact, he says, such a bill has already been submitted.
And it should be in play in the next session. So next year, we should have the opportunity to enact something with the people whose job it is to write bills. I mean, that is the one thing the legislature is supposed to be good at. If we need to have a higher standard for RPS, which I would agree we do, the legislature should draft that law and write it properly.
As for the other energy-related measure coming before California voters next week, Gerber is skeptical about Proposition 10 as well.
I'm very much interested in all the alternatives, including biofuels, and to be forcing ourselves into using natural gas in large quantities. That's still a greenhouse gas. I would just as soon completely get rid of fossil fuels. That's really the direction I'd like us to be going.
For links to arguments both pro and con on Proposition 7 and 10, visit the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.